Now, Peppy, you don't need to row anymore. We've a water horse, Ken added. But Peppy did not enter into the spirit of the occasion. He kept calling on the saints and crying, Mucho malo! George and Ken and Hal, however, were hilarious. They had not yet had experience enough to know crocodiles. Faster and faster they went, the water began to surge away from the bow and leave a gurgling wake behind the stern. Soon the boat reached the middle of the river where the water was deepest, and the lasso went almost straight down. Ken felt the stern of the boat gradually lifted. Then, in alarm, he saw the front end sinking in the water. The crocodile was hauling the boat under. Pepe, your machete! Cut the lasso! He ordered sharply. George had to repeat the order. Wildly, Pepe searched under the seat and along the gunwales. He could not find the machete. Cut the rope! Ken thundered. Use the knife, the axe, anything, only cut it, and cut it quick! Pepe could find nothing. Knife in hand, Ken leaped over his head, sprawled headlong over the trunk, and slashed the taut lasso just as the water began to roar into the boat. The bow bobbed up as a cork that had been under, but the boat had shipped 6 inches of water. Row ashore, Pepe. Steady there. Trim the boat, George. They beached at a hard clay bank and rested a little before unloading to turn out the water.
Grande, observed Pepe.
Yes, he was big, assented George.
I wonder what's going to happen to us next, added Hal. Ken Ward looked at these companions of his and he laughed outright.
If you all don't take the cake for nerve.